I've asked a few people to come and share just what's been happening over this weekend, and I asked two people, and if some of the other people that have received a blessing this weekend or just experienced God speaking to them, I also just want to encourage you to just quickly come and share.
Hi everyone. Andrea asked me to share just about one of my experiences this weekend. It was super awesome, but one of the things that happened was yesterday while we were praying in little groups, one of the girls in my group got a message that she was called for the gift of healing, and we prayed for her for the gift of healing. And one of the other members in the group then said to her, but they really felt like she should pray for me for something. And just to give you a bit of background, for the past 2 months, I've really been struggling with just a tension knot in my shoulder. And I'm not someone that ever really has a problem with physical pain, pretty high pain threshold in any case, so it didn't bother me. But it was there all the time. It was there all the time. And just the way God had set it up, really, over the past 2 months, two OTs, friends of mine, have really just muscled into that darn thing. And Fisher also, Leanne also, she actually eventually dry needled it for me the other day. And this thing just wouldn't go away. And I just thought, oh, well, God, whatever, fine, let it be there. But it's uncomfortable most of the time. And so yesterday when they told her but she should pray for me for something, I said to her, well, I have no idea what you can pray for. I just have no problem. And she was like, dude, your shoulder. And I said, okay, great, fine, let's pray for this thing. And while we were praying, I just got this picture. I actually thought this morning it looked a lot like the photos of Hurricane Sandy, those weather graphs that they show, where the storm just builds up, you see the clouds, and then as it now gets better, we all go woohoo because it's all clearing up now. I just saw this picture of the muscles just releasing, how usually when you're massaging something, it's from the outside and it starts releasing, but how here, because it was God, it was from the inside that he was just releasing the tension in there. And solid. I knew immediately that I was healed, but last night I got into bed and I nearly did a wobble dance. I was so happy. It was the first time in 2 months, no more pain. And it was really awesome. And I just thought this morning again, I thank God, for the time that it took for this healing, for the amount of people that just, three people, six sessions of just muscling into this. And all it really took was God. And I just thought also that the great thing for me is that it's a tense muscle. Is there anything smaller that could be wrong with your body, basically, but a tense muscle? And yet it was important enough for God to come and just heal me. So take heart. Thank you.
This weekend, in the past 2 weeks, was a lot about receiving words from people. And I know a lot of people were blessed over the time. My testimony is sort of from the other side. I had to really step out in faith to pray for people. It hadn't been hadn't prayed for a lot of people, even one-on-one. Hadn't really received words from God for people. When was the second Monday, we did a little worm of love, as it was affectionately dubbed. And we basically made a little old school rugby tunnel, and the people came through and we would just pray for them. And at first I was sort of speaking just out of my own spirit and, just saying nice things. I just started to receive words from God, and just strange pictures, things that I couldn't really come up with. Just be a flash of something, really random stuff, and I just sort of pray it, and often some guys just stopped and said, thanks, that was really, it was applicable and it made sense to me and gave me a bit of background or something. So that was a real blessing for me, and we just continued with that, the Lord just unlocked, he sort of just unblocked the wells in my heart, the biggest thing that came out of it for me was that, he can use anyone. I had no experience in it whatsoever, and I just, just took a stand, and like I said, it didn't just all of a sudden come, but I just prayed for people, I prayed in the spirit a bit, and then myself, and then the Lord just started unlocking things and giving me things. And I mean, I'm no more special than anyone else here. And the Lord just used me, and He can use you. And I think there's a bit of a spirit of intimidation around this, where you feel, prophecy, that's a huge thing. You know, you look at prophets in the Bible and the men that they were. And you can really just feel intimidated, and that it's just not something for you. And how can God use you to speak? But he does. And I'm proof of it. So just encourage you to really and just open your heart to what God wants to do, because He will use you and He wants to use you.
I just want to share a personal testimony. I've been through quite a tough time the last 2 years and two months. And I just want to say how faithful God is. That He's saying to you guys out there, if you're trusting for something, push through. Your breakthrough's around the corner. You need to remain faithful to Him. Also, just part of the prophecy, I just felt God saying too that the prophecy that you get, you need to take hold of it and claim it and bring it into the now. And stand on those prophecies like I have. So I just want to give God glory. And all you guys that have stood with me and prayed with me and felt the pain, I love you guys, and I thank you very much.
Hey, I don't quite know where to start with this one, but this whole week this weekend has been pretty hectic. But I think the main thing that I've got out of it is how God has just like opened my eyes in such a big way to His presence in everything. And I suppose the world is quite hectic, and that there are lots of challenges and stuff that we face like every day from a whole media and stuff. It's just, there's a lot of worldly influence that tries to sort of turn you from God's way. And I just, as I say, like, God's opened my eyes in a big way, because I can't look at my feet anymore without thinking about God. It's quite hectic. Silly things like that, but it's like a reminder, because like every time I look at my feet, God showed me this morning in my quiet time. He said, like, the evening before He died, he washed all the disciples. He washed all their feet, right? Knowing that they would betray Him the next day, knowing that Peter would deny Him three times, knowing that, but it says in the Bible that God forgives your sins now, and He forgives your sins that you're still going to commit. And He knows. He washed their feet knowing that they were going to deny Him, and knowing that they were going to... I just found that like so hectic and so intense. So every time I look at my feet, I'm like, oh! Danger!
Awesome. And then there was... Amen, come on, Shay.
Hi. We prayed in groups yesterday, small groups. And I was really blessed. Wow. I'm part of one of the teams that are going to India. And when I prayed about it at first, it was very much like, this is just all in my head. And is this really something God wants? And yeah, so it was just a really big decision to make. And I prayed with a group of people that don't know, like, we didn't know each other at all five of us. So it was really a blessing. And one of the guys was like, I'm going way out on a limb here, and I'm just going to say that I feel like I see you in the Far East, in India. And it was just such a blessing, because it's like the first confirm for me that's not in my head. Like, it's like an external, someone else has seen it. It was just a beautiful confirmation for me that that's something that I can hold on to. And it was incredible. And then, sorry, a second one. Yesterday when they asked for prayer, people to come up for healing, I've also had a massive tension shoulder thing. So two girls prayed for me, and it was incredible. I just saw God, like, grab hold of each of the roots in my shoulder and, like, pull it out, like this tree that's just sort of coming out, and I have absolutely no shoulder pain, none whatsoever. So it's incredible. Like, God is so good, and I just want to say, whatever you're trusting for, God is faithful. Be patient. Hang in there.
We were going through the womb, and it was actually quite amazing how God gives a word and He confirms it again and again and again and again and again. And I just received a word from Sonika that just God saw me as this beautiful pink flower and how he loved me so much more than all the other beautiful flowers, and just how I was such an expression of his love and his beauty, and that he loved the aroma that I gave off for him and the scent of my heart. And it was actually so amazing because four people after that confirmed that exact same word. And that exact same word was also confirmed yesterday on the weekend. And it is just so amazing where God really does meet you at your point of need. When he sees you just need that little bit of extra encouragement, that you just need to know you're secure in him, that you're loved by him, and he brings it. And that gives you the courage and the boldness to keep going forward.
Give her a hand. And what is special is that Sonika saw a WhatsApp flower of for her, and then after praying for her, Sonika went to her profile, and it's her profile photo on WhatsApp. And so it was just God, in a sense, speaking and saying, "I know you. I know you. I made you." It's amazing. Yeah, we had an amazing time. I have not been experiencing the presence of God and a flow of the prophetic in terms of words from God's heart as I've had this past few weeks. It's been amazing. And so the Lord has, over this week, I just felt God whisper to my heart again that one word from him is more powerful than 100 books, even Christian books. One word from God, if it's truly God. And I'll explain about that as well, just that when there's grace upon that word, it is so much more valuable than 100 books. And I enjoy reading. I read book upon book upon book upon book. I can't, I'm like almost addicted. And I realize part of it is I'm seeking knowledge. I'm seeking the voice of God. I'm seeking answers. I'm seeking answers for us as a church. I'm seeking the key to for us to reach the community, to make a difference in this world. And so that's in me, but I feel God is saying, you're not going to find it in a book. Although God can speak through books. But I just felt God saying but when I hear his voice, when there's a voice that speaks from heaven, the impact of that one word will be more than 100 books of seeking something that can only truly come from God. And I so want to encourage you. You know, this world, there's a white noise. You know, when you put your TV and it doesn't pick up the signal like years ago, you have this white noise, it's gray, and it's just a noise. You know, that's the world. That's the sounds of this world. It's like this, just, you know, it doesn't bring anything of life. It's just irritating, you know. But so many of us, we're seeking and we're exposing ourselves to that white noise the whole time on Facebook. And I enjoy Facebook. But, you know, I'm not going to find God on Facebook necessarily, you know. Sometimes some of you guys post nice stuff. Thank you. I enjoy that. It's some powerful stuff that you guys post. But there can be so much white noise that fill our heads so that we don't hear the voice that comes from heaven. And the voice of God, a word of God is like a sword. It cuts through that white noise. It's like beautiful HD. It's just beautiful. It's like Rion's TV. It's just amazing. Anyway, let me get back to the topic. But there's a voice that when that voice speaks, it rocks our world. If it's truly God, you know, as Jean-Pierre shared, you know, often when we pray for people, it's our own spirit speaking, and we might even say, "Thus say the Lord." But there's no power necessarily behind it until God's grace rests upon that word, and it rocks you. You know, this is God. And that's what we are seeking over this weekend, over the past few weeks. We are seeking a word that truly transforms. That is God's heart. That word, I mean, it's like Moses at the burning bush. God appeared to him. He called him, God appeared to him, and God sent him forth, and he said, "Go and deliver my people, lead them out." And that word that God, which God spoke to him, brought a nation to its knees, an empire to its knees. And so God is calling you and me to create burning bush experiences for others. Where it's God's word through us, we become the burning bush. It's not somewhere on a mountain. It's you and I, the Holy Spirit representing fire, comes and lives in us, and we become a burning bush. And God gives us this amazing, amazing gift. It's like Jean-Pierre says, we're like normal, ordinary people, and then God blesses us by saying, I'm going to put my word in your mouth, and that word will be like a burning bush. And when somebody comes and they turn and they receive that word by faith and there's grace upon that word can transform nations. If you and I have faith, you see, faith is done. Do we come with an expectation? Do we come with an expectation of what God can do and wants to do? But when we receive a word from God, it defines us, it aligns us, it empowers us. It rocks us because it comes from heaven. It's the voice from heaven. Go right through the Bible, story upon story of men receiving the word and defining them. And I believe God is calling us as a church to become a place which is like a burning bush. People can come and receive a word that will define them and challenge them and change them and lead them. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1, it says, pursue love. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. So the Apostle Paul is saying, guys, love must be at the center of everything you do. But then there are all these wonderful gifts that God gives. But above all of them, seek this one, prophecy. The voice from heaven speaking through you and me. And the Apostle Paul said, above all of these, earnestly, especially that you may prophesy. You become that burning bush. That you may prophesy. And we experienced over the past few weeks just God stirring in people, stirring in us destiny, stirring in us, coming revealed to us who we truly are. You see, so many of us have received lies. So many of us received all of that white noise, and it sort of messes us up. It sort of distorts our self-image. It tells us that we're a bit of a mess. And then the voice of heaven comes and he says, this is how I see you. And it changes us. It is so powerful. So what is it to prophesy? To prophesy is to speak the word of God, the voice of heaven through us. What does it mean? I want to have three things. I just want to highlight something that Chris Valentin shared with us on the video teachings that we were watching. This is just important for us to understand. But scripture alone, is that truth? No, it's not. And he shared this, and I want to show this to you. God's word plus the Spirit equals truth. Plus the Holy Spirit equals truth. That is the truth that Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's the word of God empowered by his Spirit. It makes it alive. It becomes truth. And so the voice of heaven or the word of God is transported to us by the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Spirit. Best example, Genesis 1, there was chaos. The Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters, hovering, ready to act, ready to bring creation into its fullness, ready to do. Nothing happened until God said, let there be light, and the Holy Spirit took that word, and creation happened. So you need the word of God, and you need the Holy Spirit together. Let there be light. And what he also shared with us, and this is so important to understand, when you and I pray for somebody, we can just want to, we just love them and bless them. And so from our own spirit, we can just say, well, God loves you. And that's beautiful. That's encouraging. God loves me. Wonderful. But there's a different level when it becomes the voice of heaven. It is when the Holy Spirit truly comes upon us. And then when I say, God loves you. And there's a power behind that word that rocks you, that transforms you, that affects you, that touches you. It is the blue on the red, as he explains. The red is our own words. It's nice. It's encouraging. But then when there's blue on the red, there's grace. And it transforms. And I've experienced that. I've experienced that in my life. And it is so defining. So the first thing is God's word plus the spirit equals truth. Now God's word plus the devil equals dead religion. This is sort of the voice of hell. The Bible says the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. So what the devil loves to do is he takes the Bible, God's truth, and he kills you with it. He puts a heavy burden on you. You're never feeling good enough. You're always trying harder and harder and harder. You're like the slave. And you're being whipped. And it doesn't matter how much you do, you feel you must do more and more and more. And for those type of people, Christianity is worse than being an unbeliever. Because there's this torment that you're experiencing the whole time. It's not freedom. You're not a child in the house of God. So the God's word plus the devil equals dead religion. There's another spirit behind God's word. And the third one, God's word plus man's spirit equals philosophy. That's the voice of the earth. Many theological schools these days just become the man's spirit, trying to explain the word of God, but it has no power. It has no life change. And God is calling us to power. And so we find that a large percentage of the Christian world, we find Christians and even ministers, pastors, living in a life of powerless Christianity. And I've lived there for lots of my life, and I'm saying no more. I want more of God, and that's the purpose of unblocking the wells. We're saying, God, we know it's in your word. We know you heal. Thank you, God, that you show that you heal. We know that you speak. Thank you, God, that you're speaking. But we want more. A beautiful word, a picture. You see, God's language is not like our language. He speaks in dreams. He speaks in pictures in your mind. He speaks in the whisper of the ear. And we need to learn to discern which is God's voice and which is the voice of the world. And so somebody had a picture. I had a picture this morning as well, but a few people confirmed it. It's just like, I saw this dam wall. I saw this trickle of water coming out. And I just felt God saying, there's more coming. This massive dam wall, huge dam. And then just this what we're experiencing is just a trickle. And this is good. What we experienced this weekend is good. It's amazing. It's like we were busy until about, say, 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And I wasn't tired. I mean, we had a hectic week. It's like the more of God, the more strength you receive. The more of him, the more you can go. It's like he recharges your battery. He recharges your battery. It's amazing. Okay, but prophecy, or the word from heaven, unlocks all the other gifts. It unlocks all the other gifts. It comes first. Great picture for this is like it's a dark room. You see, the kingdom of God, and Chris Valentin shared about God hiding stuff. He hides stuff because he wants us to come and get it. He wants us to come and seek it out. But so I just had this impression, or I had this idea that all of God's gifts, all of his good things are inside a dark room. And so you and I come to the door of this room. It's all there in front of us, but I can't see it. I don't know where it is. And so at the door of this treasure chest of God's goodness and his provision, God leaves a torch, a flashlight. That flashlight is prophecy. That flashlight is prophecy. That's why the Apostle Paul says, above all the gifts, seek the voice from heaven. Seek prophecy. So you take your torch, and now you are enabled to see. Now you can move into this armory. If it was preparing the soldiers for war, then you go in there and you find your helmet and you find your this and your sword. If it was old days, you find all your different tools. But you need the flashlight. You need the flashlight because it reveals different things about us. Firstly, it shows us the way to the other gifts. And why do we need the gifts? Why do we need the gifts? Because of the need in the world is massive. It makes ministry effective. It brings heaven to earth. It transforms the lives of people. And there's so many examples I can give, but I'm just dropping that in there. But it shows us the way to other give. Secondly, it shows us who we are. This flashlight comes and shows us who we are, so we have boldness to walk in what God gives us. And then thirdly, this flashlight reveals God's heavenly blueprint to us. Reveals the big picture. It reveals how everything fits in. And yesterday, or was it Friday evening? I can't remember when. But I saw the whole front of this church like one massive HD, LED, 3D TV. I'm obsessed with TV, it seems, yes. But I saw this massive thing. It was actually just a canvas. And I felt God saying that He's going to give us a blueprint of what He wants to do in this church and what He wants to do in the community and what He wants to do in the nations. And He's going to put this all on this massive canvas. But the key here is that He's going to give different parts of the canvas to different people. So two or three of us will cover that section. Another few people will cover that part of the canvas. Another few of us will cover that part and that part. Because the Word of God says we have the mind of Christ. Not one man, one person. We have the mind of Christ. So God is wanting to reveal things in us and through us so that His kingdom can come. So the heavenly blueprint. And I just felt God saying it's a big plan He has. It's a big plan He has. Why? Because He's a big God. He's a big God. Would you agree? Our God is massive. But prophecy reveals God's blueprint. Prophecy unlocks all the other gifts. And then when heaven speaks, then heaven comes. When heaven speaks, then heaven comes. The plan is set in motion. When the word comes, the plan is set in motion. The fulfillment, the completion of heaven coming to earth is when the word is fulfilled, but the plan is set into motion. I stand amazed if I look back over the last few years of how God has spoken, how heaven has spoken, and the word has come, and then over time it unravels, is revealed, and then manifests. It's amazing. Heaven comes. When heaven speaks, then heaven comes. You see, if you're a dad, dad's voice, if I would speak to my little boy, and I'd say, my boy, I love you. Is that a good word? It's a great word. Dad loves him. But it's more than the words. If I'm a good dad and I'm faithful to my word, if I say to my boy, boy, I love you. Everything I have backs my word. If I truly love my son, if I tell him I love you, then all that I have will back that. I will provide for him. I will protect him. I will be there for him. I will bless him with everything I can because I have given to him my word. And so when God speaks to you and me, it's more than the words. Like the words are filled to capacity with the resources of heaven. It's like when God says, I love you, my boy. When God says, I love you, my daughter, He's saying, well, all of heaven's going to back that word. I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to bless you. I back my word. All of heaven converges on His word. All of heaven, when the word goes forth, it's the God word. It's the voice of heaven. All of heaven stands ready. Okay, guys, move. The word's gone out. The word's gone out. Let's move. Angels, move. Resources, move. Move. Let's make it happen. Our God has spoken. That's amazing. The word comes, but then heaven comes. The presence of God will always follow the prophetic word. It's like when somebody prays for you and they feel God is saying this, it's like the presence moves with that word. You have something on the inside of you that says, that's a word from God. That's a word from God. I remember, I've shared this before, but what, six, 7 years ago, I can't remember. Before we came here, I was managing the media team at our church in Stellenbosch. And Sonic and I went to I think Neisner, and we just went away for a week and a weekend. And I was going through a very difficult time in my life because I had all these words and promises and things, but I've in a sense lost hope. I thought I was just going to be a manager, and it's good to be serving. It's good to be a manager. I was saying, God, I'm in. Whatever you want to do, I'm going to serve. It's good. It's good. I just want to see your kingdom come backstage, front stage, wherever I'm willing to do it. But I remember then we were driving, and then the presence of God flooded that car. Like, you know, you can't explain it. You have to experience it. But the presence of God flooded that car, and God started to whisper in my ear. Oh, I started to cry. I couldn't see where I was driving. I was so, God, the voice of heaven was speaking, and the voice was saying, I'm going to transform you. You will not recognize yourself in a few years' time. I'm going to release you. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to do this and this and this. And I, next place, I think we stopped the Wimpy somewhere and said, Sonica, write down. I need to write down these words. These are transforming me. But the presence confirmed to me, God is speaking. There's grace. And so God, the process was set in motion, but there was this grace that came with it. Empowerment. The process was set in motion, and where I was at, I was down and out. I was confused. I was intimidated. I didn't know who I am. I didn't know where I was going. I was a mess until God spoke. Ah, it's good. It's good. Heaven comes when the voice of heaven speaks. You and I need it. If you want to walk through life confused, unsure, grappling around in the dark, then fine. Don't pursue the voice from heaven. But if you want to know, but more than know the will of God, have power to fulfill it, you need the voice from heaven. You need the voice from heaven. You need the voice of heaven to speak. It breaks open the sluice gates of heaven. When that word goes forth, it breaks open the sluice gates of heaven. Guys, it is. I feel it's time for us to hear the voice of heaven. And we've been tasting it. But I'm saying, God, I want more red on the blue. I want that word that transforms. It builds up your faith. It gives you the guts to go where you would never go. To seek something you would never seek because you just thought, well, maybe it's not for me. But then God says, this is for you. So you step out and you say, well, God has spoken. Let's go for it. Let's do it. When heaven speaks, we are empowered. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 2 to 3. For if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will be talking only to God. Now, tongues is your spirit. You see, you're a three-part being. Physical body, a soul, and a spirit. Not the Holy Spirit, your spirit. And when your spirit is empowered by the Holy Spirit, then tongues comes forth. It's not your mind, it's your spirit speaking to God. But it says there, you will be talking only to God when you speak in tongues. Since people won't be able to understand you, you will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will be mysterious. You don't have a clue. It's just your spirit speaking to God. But one who prophesies, the one through which the voice of heaven speaks, strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. It's beautiful, but strengthens. What strengthens? It imparts that empowerment to do the will of God. Encourages, gives you that identity. You're a child of the King. Comforts you, reveals you that God is with you, even when it's going difficult, even when it's challenging. Beautiful word that I believe encouraged Sonica on Friday. I didn't know about this, but on Friday she was driving in a car. I think it was Friday or Thursday, whenever. But she was praying, and she's my wife is going to speak at a ladies' breakfast special, huge thing in Durban in the beginning of December. Wow, Durban, here something comes. Amen. Now, she doesn't enjoy what I just did, but anyway. But she was, she doesn't like flying because she's a little bit sensitive to woo, okay? And so it's a real challenge for her. And so she was, the previous time she went to speak in Standerton, Leanne went with her. We paid an extra plane ticket just because if it goes wrong, somebody's there. And so now she's in the car on Thursday or Friday, and she's saying, God, I please want some, I want somebody to go with me. I want somebody to go with me when I go to Durban. Now, I don't know about this. Now, yesterday, we're in our small groups here, and we're praying for people. And I put my hand on her, and I just, and first thing I see is I haven't seen anything like this the last few weeks. I don't see this type of stuff. First thing I see an angel. And I feel God is saying, I'm appointing an angel to you, and he's going with you. So this shows a few things. First thing, God heard her prayer. Secondly, I'm hearing from the Lord. Third thing, she feels encouraged. She feels comforted, strengthened, and encouraged. She's not going alone. Somebody is going with her, an angel from God. Amen. And that's just a small example of how God and the word of prophecy, the voice of heaven, encourages us. You see, each of us, Vian, we teach Vian that when, especially when he's naughty, we teach him how to kick the devil out of his heart. So we say, come on, kick, 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 out, devil, out. Then he kicks and he says, out. And then we invite Jesus in. Now he's 4 years, almost four. And my boy, I think he gets this from me, but he sweetens the deal for Jesus to come and live on the inside of him. So he says, Jesus, come. Come, come, Jesus. There are toys and a bed. Come. The negotiator. Now, many of us also try to sweeten the deal for Jesus. We're trying to have God come and live in us and live through us. I want to give you good news. Jesus has already sweetened the deal through his death on the cross. He's already sweetened the deal. The moment you and I say, Lord, come live in me, it's like all of heaven moves into your house and prepares the place for the guest, Jesus, to come and live in you. You don't have to sweeten the deal. Jesus has already done it. Okay. Just one thing I felt this week that God laid on my heart. John chapter 12. A key shift for us to move into a place where the voice of heaven is continuously speaking to us and through us. A key shift. And this verse reveals it. It says, nevertheless, many of the authorities believed in him. That's in Jesus. Many of the leaders, the Pharisees, guys, believed in him. But it says, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. So they believed, but they did not confess. They believed, but they did not speak the word. They did not testify. They did not witness. Why? For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. And I believe this is a root issue. They loved people telling them, we like you, we think you're great, we think you're awesome. They loved more what man could say to them and what they could receive from man and what they could receive from God. And so for us to move into the fullness of what God has for us, this needs to shift. You see, if you want the glory from man, you're going to be intimidated, you're going to be afraid, you're going to live under the fear of man, and you will not walk in the fullness of God. Because it's more about you than it is about God. But when it's about the glory of God, God, I want you. I'm so passionate about your presence, God. I want you. You, if I have to choose, I choose you. Look like a fool, but I have God. I choose that compared to everybody liking me, but God, we're not connected. So this needs to shift. Boldness. Boldness. We need boldness. Hebrews 10, 19 to 20. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, having boldness to enter by a new and living way. And then just this last bit, the throne of God. Just want to read this to you. Revelation 4, verse 1 to 2. It says, after these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me. That was the first voice he heard, the voice from heaven. And this voice was saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He saw this. He saw the throne of heaven. But first he heard the voice. The voice called him up, and he came and he saw the throne of heaven. Over this weekend, I saw a picture of an invitation card. And I saw God coming to each and every one of us with an invitation. An invitation. An invitation. It's an invitation into his throne room. I believe there's an invitation for each of us into his throne room. The way has been prepared. He gives us this invitation and he says, come into my presence. Because in my presence, at my throne, you will hear the voice from heaven. And then you can speak it. Revelation 4 verse 5. It says, and from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. And voices. Can you say, and voices? And voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. So the Holy Spirit's there, represented by the fire. And then there are voices going forth. And God calls you and me to approach the throne. Receive the word from heaven, the voice from heaven as it's spoken through us. Hallelujah. There's an invitation. There is an invitation for us. So can I ask those guys that joined us yesterday, if you can come stand here in the front in groups of two. We're trusting for the voice of heaven to speak through us. Some of it might just be our own spirit, which is also fine. You can stand against the stage and you focus that way. Groups of two, and please spread out. And we've been encouraging people to use their phones to record at all times. And we've just been listening over to the words that has been spoken over us. It's been so powerful. It's been so special. Even just this morning, I've been listening to some of the words and the worship that we've had. It's been phenomenal. I just want to quickly read just this verse, Ezekiel 37. It's about raising up an army. Ezekiel is in the spirit, and he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? That's the first question. God always asks us, do you believe? Can you believe? And so Ezekiel was standing in front of a valley of thousands and thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dead bones. An army destroyed. And then he answered, O Lord God, you know. And then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, the voice from heaven. If you hear the word, it will rock your life. It will transform. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you. And you shall live. Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. So imagine for a moment a destroyed community. A destroyed community. And then God says, prophesy. Prophesy life. And then verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. An exceedingly great army. when the word goes forth, it can cause a broken community to be transformed. It can cause East London to be transformed. It can cause your family to be transformed. It can cause South Africa to be transformed when it's the word from heaven.